I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, a discussion of the American economy. The consumer is strong, the up part of the K, consumption. Gasoline continues to decline. There is hesitation about inflation, but it is, you have to search for it. It's only on goods coming from overseas that you can find a price increase, but often price reductions as well. It depends. The American economy is not weak. That is easy to say. The Federal Reserve has an appointment with a new chairman sometime this spring after the Senate hearings. His name is Warsh, Kevin Warsh. He's been on the Fed before as a governor during the crisis of 08-09. He's well respected by other bankers, 55 years old. There was a sell-off in gold and silver upon his naming. Because he wasn't worse. He wasn't what they feared, a non-Fed guy, a non-bank guy. So gold and silver went down as much as they'd gone up in January. It seems to have hit the market as well, going down as much as they went up in January. And now it's February, and they're going down as much as they went up in February. Sideways movement, waiting for the Fed, I guess. Kevin Warsh is named, and he will go before the Senate. The news overseas is table talk, negotiations across the landscape, Iran negotiations with the U.S., Russia negotiations with Ukraine and the U.S., Hezbollah, well, they don't negotiate, but Lebanon negotiates with Israel and with the U.S., Hamas negotiates with Egypt and Qatar and the U.S., question mark, unknown. There must be other negotiations, Syria negotiating with Riyadh. Talk, 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 talk fest. The pistol is cocked is the metaphor I've been given again and again about the Islamic Republic of Iran and the air fleet and naval fleet surrounding it sent by the Trump administration. What is to be done? I talk with David Albright tonight, who is a non-proliferation, no-nuke expert, and he comments on an op-ed that he and Andrea Stricker published in the Wall Street Journal about the day after the strike on Iran, when the nuclear facilities, the nuclear components, the nuclear scientists, the fissile material is unguarded or unchecked in any fashion. Who's to go in there and make sure that it's secure, or do an audit, especially of the scientists who will scatter the way they have before in other governances where there's been a disruption and a falling away of the government? It's a good question. There is no easy answer. David Shedd joins. His new book, The Great Heist, with his colleague Andrew Badger, looking two DIA veterans, looking at how the Ministry of State Security in Beijing has engineered over the last dozen or 10 years or more theft of everything that moves and what doesn't in the United States for technology. Why? Because they steal is why. And also, China's got this leftover rage about the century of shame that the U.S. vaguely participated in. That was then, this is now. That's a self-justifying reason to steal. We begin the conversation, Thaddeus McCotter joins, about the conviction of a young man named Ding, who worked for Google, then he worked for a Chinese startup, then he founded his own company. He was drawing three salaries and stealing pretty sloppily from Google secrets that were part of its competition with Amazon. David mentions that Elon Musk did such a poor job of security with his Tesla secrets that the Chinese stole the evidence that they needed to build the BYD, the self-driving software. They just stole it from Musk, and Musk's response was, "We go faster." Seems hollow. The other remarks about in the evening have to do with Gregory Copley on the contest, Iran, Russia, the Middle East, Venezuela. There's no resolution. There's Groundhog Day and all those conflicts until the next turn. The great powers have receded into confidence, no longer one superpower. Everybody has an ambition to be a power. Everybody, except for Canada, where Mr. Carney had the sense of humor to say that Canada was a middle power. I like Canada a lot. It's got a lot of resources, got a lot of future. Also, it has the Northwest Passage. So the Trump administration has managed to advertise Canada, and I salute. I've brushed up against Canada. I married into a family that derives from Canada once upon a time, from the Maritimes. And Canada's first rate. And there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.